Ladies and gentlemen, jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us. Thank you for your belief and your trust in us as we walk through this minefield of current events together. And isn't it a minefield of events, man? I'll tell you, with the fake news meme, a word I really don't care for. The headlong rush, avalanche, tsunami of news headlines. It's just really incredible how things are playing out. Folks, you can tune us in every weeknight, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Global Star Radio Network. Proud to be a part of the network that hosts Dave Hodges, Russ Dizdar, Ted Brewer, and many others. Great network to be a part of. Also, simulcast on Blog Talk Radio as well. Great people there at BTR. And, of course, live on our YouTube channel. You can catch us live right here on YouTube. That's the video side of this equation. And we have two different websites, HagmanReport.com. And that's for news, information, analysis, show prep, important show prep, including the first hour tonight. And Hagman and Hagman.com there for access to the show and the various venues. We're so blessed right now in many ways. But Joe and I are so grateful to have on this hour Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. And folks, I just want to kind of give you a little bit of insight as to why Steve Quayle is on to this hour. Now, Steve woke up this morning not planning on being on the show. I woke up this morning not planning on having Steve on the show, actually. But isn't it interesting how things work together for good? And it was something I spent this weekend reading, rereading, I suppose is the better word, Empire Beneath the Ice. This is the book here, if you can see this on the video. It's written by Steve Quayle, Empire Beneath the Ice. And it has a lot of information about, the South Pole, Antarctica, and the Nazis. Well, what happened with the Nazis after World War II. And this weekend, a lot of things transpired. Well, this past, over the last several days, a lot of things transpired that were relevant, are relevant to Empire Beneath the Ice. And you know, we often say that Steve is ahead of the curve. And on this one, he's been proven to be ahead of the curve. Before we get into Steve, I'm going to give you some foundation, about 3 minutes of foundation before we bring Steve on, just to give you kind of the backdrop of why I asked Steve to come on. But before I do, I'm going to bring Joe on. Joe, it's great to have you on here.
Great to be us. Here.
Yes.
It's going to be a fantastic kickoff of the week broadcast.
Yes.
With Steve Quayle talking about Empire Beneath the Ice. And this is something that has gained some traction in recent weeks. Specifically, because of Antarctica.
Yes.
And some of the activity that's been going on there. John Kerry, Secretary of State, has been in Antarctica for a while now. And you had astronaut Buzz Aldrin, who was in Antarctica and had to be hospitalized in New Zealand for some reason while taking a trip down to Antarctica. There's a lot of speculation as to what's going on down there. Some say it's Kerry went down to check out the climate change for himself, but he's the first highest-ranking diplomat in U.S. history to visit Antarctica.
And I noticed some relevance to Kerry's visit with entries in Empire Beneath the Ice. It's some similarities, but I won't get into that right now. I just want to mention as well that this hour brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Folks, business owners, managers, are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Well, I've got the answer for you. It is ZipRecruiter.com. There you can post, you can find your, if you're looking to find your perfect hire, you can post your job on all the top websites, job sites, with one click with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. And you know what? You don't have to be juggling around with phone calls and emails. The dashboard on ZipRecruiter does it all for you. So, again, no juggling emails to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire them. Hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. One more time, ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. Now, when I reread Empire Beneath the Ice this weekend, I had taken some notes, and I compared the writings of Steve Quayle in his book to current events. Clearly, there's something taking place, folks, to the Christian audience out there, and I dare say our audience is majority of Christians. Clearly, there's something taking place in the South Pole, in Antarctica, with respect to the what I would describe as a delusion that's coming, or a deception, perhaps more importantly, that's coming. You know, we recently marked the 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor by the Japanese. 75 years, December 7th, 1941. Last week we blew by that date with little fanfare by the media, with little mention by the media. And I had written today that perhaps even more egregious than that is that the hidden and revised history that is associated with events involving the Nazi Party following the end of World War II, specifically the true disposition of the Nazi Party and their agenda, is at odds with the information contained in traditional history books, for that agenda does appear to be operational today. And I've noticed a convergence, and I really would want everyone to understand this, a convergence of current events, a convergence of events, period. Fake news, the satanic spirit cooking elements that we hear about, that is based in Thelema, based in this occult that was adopted by or advanced by the Nazis in their boiler rooms inside deep within Nazi Germany. So all of that, what we're seeing with respect to the current events in one way or another, whether directly or indirectly, tangentially or right there, have some relationship to the Nazis. Now, I know that there is this aversion to bring the Nazis into a conversation, any conversation, but we're talking about World War II and the Nazi Party as they, and the operations and projects, clandestine and more overt, subsequent to World War II. We're talking as well about the South Pole. We're talking about Antarctica. The Sun recently, today, as a matter of fact, published an article in the Sun over in the UK about this base, this life forms, previous life forms, perhaps existing there at Antarctica. But having said all of that, again, these are all issues or incidents that seem to have not just relevance, but the timing is all serendipitous. Well, serendipitous to the uninformed, divinely inspired to the Christians. But understanding what took place in the waning months of the Second World War, including the ultra-secret programs such as Operation Paperclip and Operation High Jump, will aid in our understanding of events today. After I reread Empire Beneath the Ice, and contemplated, thought, prayerfully considered what is taking place today, and compared it to what Steve Quayle had written extensively in his book Empire Beneath the Ice, I said, wait a minute, there is too much going on today, so much going on, that we have to have, I'd like to have Steve on to talk about his book Empire Beneath the Ice, his findings in that book, especially with the revelations, their daily revelations about Antarctica. And I'm not going to get in, I don't want to take much more time from Steve Quayle, because the fact of the matter is, he has done so much research and has so many revelations in Empire Beneath the Ice. I have moved this book up to a must read, at least in my view, as a Christian, for Christians. And I think with the holidays coming, if you're looking for that hard to buy person, Empire Beneath the Ice, if you don't have it, or if that person doesn't have it, would be the book, at least in my view, to purchase for that person, for the knowledge that it contains, for the insight that it contains, and for what was once laughed at as conspiracy theory, mocked for being conspiracy theory, is now coming to light and fruition. With that, Steve Quayle, thank you so much for agreeing to join us today on for this hour on the Hagmann Report.
Well, Doug, thank you so much, and it was astonishing to me to wake up, I think it was about 3:30 this morning, Mountain posting, but one of the things that struck my attention is obviously on the 10th, I had posted on my hot headlines for the alert for my new Empire Beneath the Ice trailer talking about what's going on in the Antarctica, and by the way, thanks to JD, who did an amazing job on that, but what I said here was interesting. This is a must-read book, as it will soon dominate the headlines of the world, leading us to the greatest deception in the history of mankind. Now, I wrote that on the 10th, okay? Now, I want to share something. I don't pretend to have all the answers. I just basically am trying to walk out what God gives to me. And again, there are people that want to challenge that on every blog that's out there. But let me share this. Before going on the air tonight, I got an email from Brian, okay, who lives in Australia. And in the March-June period of 2015, he was given a very astonishing word on the future of Australia. Now, let me just, I'll excerpt this, and then I'm going to go into full-bore, you know, meltdown mode on this. He's saying this, the invasion comes in from the south. Most people would think from the north. He's talking about the invasion of Australia. History tells us about Darwin being struck from the north, meaning Australia. Antarctica is the key. The country who really controls it will have it as a base. Now, I asked Doug in an email, I'm sorry, I asked Brian in an email, sorry about that, Brian, if he had ever read anything about Antarctica, was familiar with my work in any way, shape, or form, and he said no. What prompted him pretty much to send me the email were the headlines on my website today. And then just within the last, I guess, Jeremy, who lives in New Zealand, but he's headed to Australia, basically just sent me a new article, The Fact is Antarctica, Concern Over Scientific Research Funding Casts Dark Shadow Over the Future of Australia's Share. And Australia is one of the original 12, I think, signatories to the treaty down there. But let's fast forward now. It's my contention, Doug, and I've been on talk radio 25 years, I think, off and on, either as a host or as a guest. I've done a lot of investigating in this. The first time I even broached Antarctica, it was in my book, Genetic Armageddon, and I think that was close to 15 years ago. In the new book, Empire Beneath the Ice, the reason this is critical is there is no human way that that book could have been printed at the time it was released. I think we started last year, close to December. And now the headlines are really echoing the very importance, relevance, and concern and unusual events that are taking place in Australia, I'm sorry, in Antarctica and in Australia. Now, what's fascinating, why this is even more relevant, the gentleman who is the main host on Hunting Hitler for the History Channel, Bob Baer, was quoted as saying he doesn't believe the election was fair. Now, remember, he is a CIA, and they say former intel asset, not at all. There is no such thing, and those of you in the agency know this is true. Once in, always in, unless you either die or escape to another planet or whatever. But the point is, and I'm not kidding about that, the point that's interesting to me, Doug, is that the whole Hunting Hitler series is probably one of the most well-funded and most, I think, one of the best productions in the world as to what really happened to Hitler. Now, it should be obvious to everyone who's reading my headlines that I'm posting, Tom Horn that he's posting on SkyWatchNews.com. You and I and Tom have had numerous 3-hour sessions on Hagman and Hagman, and we've been warning about AI, artificial intelligence. We've been warning about CRISPR. In essence, the easy way to edit genes. We've been warning about everything from super soldiers and giants, and even to the point where saying that when Michael Crichton, I remember doing this show with you about a year ago, actually you probably remember better than I do, but I said when Michael Crichton wrote Jurassic Park, and that was, you know, I mean, what, close to 15 years ago, the idea of cloning dinosaurs was in fantasy, but now everybody from Russia, China, everyone in the world with any money and any concern of being left behind is doing three very, I would say this, beyond the days of Noah undertaking. The first is basically combining human and animal DNA. This is going to be relevant to Antarctica in a minute. The second is super soldiers. And the third is the whole merging, and by the way, these have 100 or 3,000 points underneath them, but these are just the big three. The end of human beings as you know it, and the merging with machines that Ray Kurzweil basically termed singularity. And probably I would encourage everyone to read the classic work that was put out by Bill Joy, the founder of Sun Microsystems, when he said he wrote the quintessential forward-looking essay on why the future doesn't need us anymore. You remember talking about that, Doug, almost, you know, 10 years ago?
I do.
Yep. So here's what I want to say. The Antarctica is really important because based on my studies, and look, I can't know what I know unless people tell me. I have not been to the Antarctica, and for the record, I don't belong to any intelligence organization. As a matter of fact, most of them hate my guts. But the point is, the living God says, surely he will do nothing except he reveals his secrets to his servants of prophets. Now, I am not a prophet. I want to make that clear. I have never claimed to be in 9,000 hours and don't now. But the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And God so loves his people. The thing that motivates myself and all the Christians that are coming up to hit the front lines, and God bless the younger generation, you know, is the fact that there is truth being released now that has never been released in the history of the world. The events that are taking place in the heavens, the skies, the sun, moon, and stars, these are all things that the scripture says are signs to the days we live in. And with the events that are taking place with cosmic ray bombardment, whether we've got a Magna star taking place and cosmic ray storms are splitting up in certain areas of the ice sheets in Antarctica calving. But I want to throw everybody back to 1513 and the Peary Reis map, where the northern coast of Antarctica, which, by the way, was where New Schwabenland is reported to have been located, was totally void of ice. Now, that was in 1513. And, Doug, in all the years I've been researching, there's nothing new under the sun. Orwell, you quoted him in your article, obviously they who control the past determine the future. Or they can lay out the future. Tim Alberino's marvelous work, and it is a marvelous work, on Sir Francis Bacon, you know, and Atlantis rising is really critical for people to understand that the advanced technology that we now have was detailed in great detail in the 1500s. Interestingly enough, Doug, about the same time as the Peary Reis map, okay? Now, there are claims that Francis Bacon is Shakespeare. I'm not going to argue that tonight, but I will tell you this. He was not dumb. So there's been a priesthood, even a Plato in Timaeus that talks about Atlantis refers to it. And I want to make this clear. No place in my understanding, research, or talking with people that have security clearances that most people don't even believe exist, okay? They're touched upon and people automatically dismiss it. But the Antarctic has always been a place of unusual habitation. When Admiral Byrd, and keep in mind, Admiral Byrd was a foremost polar, both South Pole and North Pole explorer of our time. This wasn't a flake. It wasn't a crackpot. And again, when he was tasked to go down in 1947 in Operation High Jump with 13 ships to seek out the Nazi bases, and it was to be a two-year undertaking, it ended up being just several months because basically, even according to Russian video, not video, it would have been film in those days, but that's on video now. You can look it up on the internet. We got our butts kicked literally by flying saucers that came out of the water and came out from under the ice. Now, everybody fast forward to Roswell, New Mexico, and after 1947, everything happened. Now, Doug, you've been sharing with the, you know, going back and rereading Empire Beneath the Ice, and I think it's critical for people to understand Wernher von Braun and others are on record as stating it wasn't that the Germans were any smarter than anybody, and these are their words, but they had help from the spirit world.
Yes.
Now, that's
yes.
critical.
It is.
So,
yeah.
And you know, yeah. as you were reading, Doug, or forgive me, rereading Empire Beneath the Ice, what is it that stood out to you the second time that you missed the first time? Maybe you didn't miss anything, but what was it that basically just smote you or provoked your thoughts and going, my goodness, now I see it, Lord?
Well, against the backdrop of, we'll say, Genesis 6 Giants, which you wrote, against the backdrop of my understanding, my reading of the Bible, and against the backdrop of today's headlines that include, but of course is not limited to, things like the spirit cooking headlines, Buzz Aldrin having to be evacuated from the South Pole, Kerry visiting the South Pole, first, you know, highest person ever on Election Day. What struck me as really important is your work, Empire Beneath the Ice, in my view, had laid the foundation for the headlines of today. Now, folks, as hard as that might be to really understand what I'm saying here, I really hope you do. When you read Empire Beneath the Ice, and then you take the headlines of today that include even the most seemingly disjointed or disambiguated headlines, it everything kind of points back to the affairs, activities of the Nazis. And what really got me is when I went to search some of the information, just to verify, through the National Archives, Steve, of Admiral Byrd's research, that information remains classified to this day. So, his diaries, notes, journals. Okay. So, I'm thinking, wait a minute, there's something here. So, this book kind of, it fills a void that, like no other book I've read, with respect to the Nazis and with respect to the Nazi influence over the global shadow government today. And that kind of really hit me upside the head when I Sunday night, I was, right before I did Dave Hodges, I was thinking, man, this is really prescient for today's stuff. So that's kind of what hit me.
Well, I think even I'm surprised, and I know that sounds kind of disassociative, how I can be surprised, but here's the thing. Over the years, as I've written about this stuff, researched it, people have contacted me, and one of the most interesting contacts after doing Coast to Coast with George Norrie was the fact that I got contacted by the great-grandson of Admiral Dernitz, okay, Vice Admiral, who actually became the Führer when it was believed that the Führer had been, committed suicide, which is total nonsense. And in Empire Beneath the Ice, as you know, the first chapters, I lay out the fact that Stalin didn't believe he died, Eisenhower didn't believe he died, the FBI J. Edgar Hoover didn't believe he died, meaning Hitler, and they had too many eyewitnesses. And as you know, that bunch of FBI files was just released in the last several years. Now you ask yourself this, timing. Timing is the most critical event when it comes to prophecy. There comes a point when you've been preaching, teaching, proclaiming, for those who are prophets, prophesying, for those who are watchmen, warning that these days are coming. And then all of a sudden they come. And let me share this. If it's true, and I believe it is, let me change the if to as. As it's true that the Hollywood elite are in bed, literally, I'm sure beyond where I care to go with this statement, with the intelligence and vice versa, with all their programs and scripts. And by the way, Doug, every single script that comes out of Hollywood is reviewed by the intelligence community. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Absolutely.
As it relates. Yes, and so go ahead.
John, just so for people who know, John Robertson, who is part of the Hagman Report team, former Hollywood insider, knows exactly what you're talking about in the scripts that go through. You're exactly right. I guess I didn't need more explanation, but the verification is there from our inside in sources. So yes, you're absolutely correct, Steve. And we're about a minute away from break.
Okay, and then when we come back, I'll carry on. But what's most interesting to me is the fact that God strategically places the information, whether people use it or not. It's the old adage, the Illuminati have to telegraph what they're going to do ahead of time. And, Doug, everything centers at this point around Antarctica. Joe mentioned, you mentioned, we forget the most powerful religious people in the world, the Pope, you know, that contemporary entity, and Kirill, who is the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, went down there. The entity in the White House went down there, meaning the Obama nation. And there are other world leaders, Kerry too, but there are so many secret liaisons that you and I don't know about that don't get published going on. And when we come back, remind me to talk about Greg Evenson's sources. God bless Greg. Everyone keep praying for me. For him, because again, Greg passes information sometimes that he gets from people I don't know, I don't want to know, but here, let me share this. The concern in a certain branch of special operations beyond JSOC, Joint Special Operations Command, beyond even where they're allowed to go, is what's coming from Antarctica and what it has to do with the giant gates.
All right, Steve, we're going to pick up right there on the other side. Folks, you're listening to the Hagman & Hagman Report with Steve Quayle, our guest this hour. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report. Steve Quayle, he's our guest, author of many books, including Empire Beneath the Ice. And you know what, folks? I really do, as we enter into this Christmas season, if you give gifts for the Christmas season, invest wisely rather than that Santa Claus tie for the guy, you know, for the man in your life that lights up, or the really ugly sweater. Can I recommend something? Empire Beneath the Ice. That will have the recipient reading and reading a lot, and then understanding where things are today. That's not a sales pitch. This is a plea for everyone to be informed. That's what I'm doing. You know, it's one thing to say, hey, you should buy a book. No, it's the information that's in this book that is so incredible to me that really, really hit me upside the head this weekend as events are unfolding right before our very eyes. And you know, there's a part in this book. It's actually on the back cover, and I mentioned it, in my article today. I think it's so important that this is what it's all about. And I'm going to quote it exactly here because I think this is it. You know, history in the biblical worldview. In order to fool the masses, certain aspects of history have to be revised. Such revision continues today. Indeed, it does. The purpose behind this is to ready the population for a great deception that will ultimately perhaps even welcome a takeover by a dictator who could be best described as the Antichrist of the Bible. Empire Beneath the Ice gives insight to help prevent this diabolical takeover, or if it does occur, it reveals the details and essential actions that you and your loved ones must take, and exposes the dangers our world faces. And that summarizes the importance of Empire Beneath the Ice. Now, before we get back to Steve, very quickly, if you are a manager, or if you're someone who is in charge of hiring people, are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place, as I said earlier, is just not enough anymore. And you don't want to be juggling emails, phone calls, and all the stuff that goes with the cumbersome process of hiring the best possible candidate. That's why we and other companies use ZipRecruiter. Because if you do want to find that perfect hire, you need to post your job in all of the top job sites. Now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city, industry, nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And if I can use it, you can use it. Believe me, no more juggling emails, calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. Right now, folks, go to ZipRecruiter. The listeners of this program can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. Steve, you've done a marvelous job with Empire Beneath the Ice. Let's go ahead and continue, because this is so, so relevant to today.
Well, again, I urge everyone to continue to pray for Greg Evenson. I'll tell you what, even though that guy can't get up and, you know, let's say kick the devil's butt as he used to, because he's, you know, getting therapy back to get on his legs, because obviously they had to amputate his toes, and that man's been hit with everything. If there's anything called resiliency, bravery, and determination, yet a love for Jesus that's off the charts, I would tell you this, I have yet to meet anyone who has gone through what Greg Evenson has gone through that maintains his faith in Jesus. Now, I understand this. He's a warrior, okay? He's not a wimp. And yet, do you know the number one thing that the people are talking to him about that they're worried about? It's what's going on in Antarctica, okay? Now, for those of you who may not understand it, Patagonia literally means Bigfoot. And there, you know, you look up Magellan, you look up his voyage, and there are woodcuts showing the size. And then all of the revisionist historians who are on the payroll of the intelligence community don't want the truth known. So I want to read something, Doug, out of the Word of God. Because when I go on your show, I'm praying that those who have ears to hear will absolutely have a revelation. I've even seen Christians, you know, I don't read all the negative stuff that's said about me, but claiming I'm a fear monger and a fear porn purveyor. Now, here's what Hosea says. Jesus then, by their own claims to be, or claiming him as Savior, then Jesus was a liar, or Jesus didn't tell the truth. And since God is truth, and there is no shadow of turning or lying in him, then where's the problem? It's not with the truth or the presentation of truth, it's with the denial. Here it is, Hosea 4, 5 through 7. Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet shall also fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. My people, God speaking, are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because they have rejected knowledge. And then he says, but thou, because you have rejected knowledge, I'm also going to reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. Now, if there's ever a reason, I believe in something called substitute reality, okay? You can call it virtual reality, or you could call it reality avoidance disorder. You know, I remember, I don't know how many years ago, I'm probably dating myself, but, you know, a newer beatnik term is anything was very cool, you know, it was rad. Do you remember that, R-A-D?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was so rad that the reality was always avoided. And so now you've got a world, okay, a world that lives in a virtual world. They escape, and the only reason they can basically play in that world is because the power's on, they can still eat. Once the power's off and they can't eat, then all the video games and everything they've learned become irrelevant, and so do their lives. And I'm saying that not to condemn, but to tell them it's time to realize that there are things going on in the world that truly will affect you. Back to Greg Evenson's sources, and I won't identify their rank or where they're at, and some of them I only know rank and the proximity, but I don't know their names. I choose not to know names. Anybody that wants to know name, and I'm going to say this again, this is so critical. Who could have warned except the heart of a living, loving God that wants his people not to be taken in by the lies and by, if you will, the charade of hell, by the camouflage of evil entities. So here's the deal. Men's hearts are going to fail them for fear of looking after those things upon coming upon the earth. Well, I guess that means that God is a fear porn purveyor. I guess that God is, you know, doesn't do anything except just to make people frightened. Now, of course, that's not true. What I want to say, Doug, is this tonight, too. When you're dealing with the Antarctica and some of the secret labs, you know, one of the movies that nailed it, not to the degree of the actual imagery of what went on, but on the scale of some of it, was the X-Files movie, the first one. And what's interesting, I have talked to people, some of them are dead now, who have been in the underground labs. I'll even tell you this, there are famous people that you've all heard on the radio, you know, in Christendom, that have literally been there. So, you know, I think the point that I'm trying to make is this. Instead of going out and saying Quayle's crazy, Hagman's crazy, or, you know, Horn is this or Horn is that, you know, the thing is, you should take it to the Lord in prayer. And if people spend more time on blogs and on rags than they do seeking God, because, I mean, I've never seen, Doug, in the years I've been on talk radio and since email's been invented, so many people absolutely fighting God on his love for them by giving them a heads up. Now, I believe Jesus has given Christians power over all this stuff. But here's what everyone's got to understand. When you're in the southern hemisphere, you can see things in the heavens. And because of whatever are called gamma ray bursts and the different, what I would call, energy, and there are energies that classic physicists know nothing about. Let me share this. I was one time informed in a very, very long personal presentation. I'm going to say someone who shopped. So guess what, guys? There's no records of this where you go see who did he meet with? Who did he meet with? Someone who identified himself and said, I'll tell you who I am. I'll tell you what you know and I'll tell you what you don't know. Okay. And I knew he knew what he was talking about. I couldn't verify or validate the stuff he told me that I've never heard before. But I will say this now. Everything he said to me is coming to pass. And so I want to share this. If the Christians in America and worldwide cannot see that they're targeted for extinction, and whether you believe Albert Pike's Third World War vision or not, somebody believes it. If you don't care about children being basically sexually molested, being cannibalized, I'm serious, being absolutely tortured beyond my desire or ability to define it. If you don't care about that stuff, then you better go on your knees tonight and say, Lord, I claim to know you, but do you know me? Because the most dangerous words that will ever be echoed to any of us who are playing games is, depart from me, ye who work iniquity. I never knew you. Now, amen. Listen, iniquity is in the land. Iniquity is the lawlessness we see. And I don't know how the whole thing with Trump plays out. I'm standing by what I said. Listen, let me share something, give everybody a treat. Henry Gruber was in Bozeman for 2 days. We filmed him for 7 or 8 hours. I talked to him for probably 20 hours. That's not an exaggeration. The amount of revelation that is coming to that man, and listen, after 50 years of walking the earth, I think he's been in 60 countries, and everything that can happen to him has happened to him, including dying for 30 minutes. The things that God has revealed, is revealed, and is going to reveal to those who will watch the DVDs, they'll be posted for free. They'll be on Doug's site, my site, stevequayle.com. They'll be on TrueLegendsTheSeries.com. And they'll be on, you know, the avenues that are out there. So, Doug, all I can share with you is this, that you know, I've been around since I got saved, and God saved my miserable self, well, I don't even want to go there, but listen, the best statement I could ever come up with is one night I'm in the gutter, literally, I lived in the gutter, and I'm talking morally and every way else, not as a, you know, a homeless person, but instantly accepting Jesus, I'm taking to literally, you know, the uttermost, meaning God. And so the thing is that I don't know everything. I don't pretend to. But the Lord simply asked me this: will you be willing to warn my people of what's coming? And I said, well, Lord, I don't even know what's coming. And that's about as honest as I know how to be. He said, if you will be faithful and obedient, I will bring the people to you. Because my question, I've said it on this radio program before, is how do I go and find the people that know? And a lot of people have mocked me saying, yeah, he can't know all those people. You're absolutely right. I can't. It's an impossibility. It melts my mind. But God is faithful. So, again, I'm saying this. If any of you are having a hard time with this and claiming it's boogeyman Bible, then you need to basically get on your knees, and let's say this, dismiss it once and for all. There are people that have dismissed me forever, you know, as being a this or a that or another thing, fine, but you've just robbed yourself of the blessing that I could have been used to be in your life. Maybe God will raise up someone else. I'm not saying I'm anything except trying to be obedient. But Doug, here's the thing. Empire Beneath the Ice is absolutely critical to the future understanding of what happened, because we're not talking about 6 million people being destroyed, besides Jews, Christians, gypsies, the old, the infirmed, you know, you name it. We're talking about, based on the Bible's revelation, of two-thirds of the world. Now, is that fearful? You bet. And for those of you who can't get away from the fear or the accusations towards those of us who are warning, let me share this with you. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Some of you are in there, and he's giving you space to repent. I would encourage you, as I would encourage me and everyone else, to make repentance, to keep our hearts right with the Lord as a number one priority, and then to prepare. The fact that the Empire Beneath the Ice, there are bacteria, there are viruses, and there are life forms. And I'm not talking about paramecium. I'm not talking about unicellular or multicellular little things that swim, you know, in Lake Vostok. There are things that have been frozen in the ice, and I put up a statement on my website, and already I can see people. If you understand that there are in excess of 200 known weather patents, and that's not even called weather modification patents, let me share this. If Pierre Reese's map is true, and I believe it is because there's too much legend, myth, and empirical evidence, then is it conceivable to any of you that a supernatural, angelic, fallen angel technology could produce an ice cap? And what happens if all the seismic events going on, all the volcanism, by the way, just do a quick study on how many volcanoes are under Antarctica. What happens when God reveals that which has been hidden? What happens? Because right now, and I know this is hard, let me make this clear, because I don't want to phase. I want to stay on track tonight. It's critical. The idea that technology exists that can basically imagine an ice weapon that can cool the atmosphere and direct the moisture and literally accelerate a buildup like that almost over a matter of decades, if not faster than that. Had a general tell me once, I praise listening. He said, we have found things that are in a form of frozen at absolute zero that are mechanical. There are humanoids in them. They absolutely, we've tried to thaw them out. We've tried to do this. We've tried to do that. But they exist, you ready for this, in a frozen state of matter and material. And though even in that state, they give off some of the most unique electromagnetic signatures. Now, I have a friend, Doug, who has been a Cold War warrior. I've talked about him before on this show. God bless you, my brother. You know who you are. That, you know, core reality. So when we start talking about this kind of stuff, and by the way, multiple stargates in Antarctica, multiple stargates off the oceans of the world, and the idea under the ocean, under the earth, and again, if I could leave everybody with this thought, it's never what you see above the surface that's important, but it's what's underneath the surface that's more important. When Jesus said men's hearts will fail them for fear of looking after those things coming up, up on, on the earth, we're going to be in a sandwich that only God can get us out of, because not only are things coming up on the earth, they're coming down upon the earth, as the book of Revelation states, woe unto you inhabitants of the earth, because the devil has come down amongst you, having great wrath. There's a difference between the wrath of God and the wrath of Satan. The wrath of Satan, you're seeing it now. You're seeing God unmasking, and no pun intended on this, the literal appetite of hell. As someone, I would say, I can take my place with no bravado or bragging. As someone who has spent 4 decades researching this stuff. That's 40 years. I'm 65. So 2/3 of my life are close to it. You know, I can tell you that the average person, and even when I presented this stuff, you know it, Doug, when I first talk about this, you said this on your radio program. Alex says it all the time. He said, I used to think basically Steve was too far out there, you know? Amen. Isn't that a fair statement?
Oh, very fair. Yep. Yep.
Even
to the extent when it's so difficult, when I first read my first reading of Empire Beneath the Ice, for example, I had a hard time cognitively processing the information, the trappings of evil, for example, that you had that you had shown, the fact that the true nature of Satan via the physical manifestation of Hitler and what came from that and what is still from that, how it affects everything in the world of geopolitics today. Steve, and even the anecdotal, not documented, but the anecdotal claims that you lay out in this book, it was difficult for me to really comprehend this, but then once you look at this via the larger perspective, it becomes much clearer. And that's why, again, I think it's so critical for people to really get this. I mean, understand this, comprehend this, because the coming delusion will entrap many. So go ahead, Steve.
Well, I think many are already trapped. Let me give you this, too. This is from Tom in Georgia. Great point. He says, listening to you now talking about Antarctica, I was wondering if there's any connection to D-Wave computing in Antarctica. I know the machine has to be run at super cold temperatures. Just a thought. Well, you're right on, and cheers to you, Tom. The reason why he's bringing this up is there are states of matter, and there are quantum fields, and there are parallel dimensions that we know nothing of. By the way, one of the things I asked a general that fought these things and fights these things to this day, I said, does cold affect them? He laughed. He said, Steve, these things come and can live in the coldest parts of the world. Now, that's critical, okay? Because when you deal with cryogenic, putting something into suspended animation, stasis, stasis, S-T-A-S-I-S, just a short for suspended animation, even the girl who died, she had her dad put her, and he didn't want to do it, but she wanted to be put into suspended animation. The famous baseball player, Williams, wanted to be put in. So the thing that everybody now should understand, you fast forward from when cryogenics first came on the scene, I mean, that had to be at least 30, 40 years ago, to now we're talking about merging the mind with such biological precision. And again, the thing that people have really got to understand is that when you're running massive amounts of power, cooling is critical. For instance, if the NSA ever had a freeze out in both Utah or in Maryland, you know, they'd have real problems because they have to keep their computers cooled. And if the people in Utah figured out how much water, and there are articles on the web about this, just how that NSA headquarters, that it's using up so much water that, you know, basically intelligence gathering, literally with the requirements to cool all of the speed at which the friction is generated, even on a subatomic level, the CERN, the absolute, and the CERN is only one of them, by the way, the desire to penetrate these realms, it's all been done before, okay? And Doug, that's kind of what's the hardest thing, because there's nothing new under the sun, so it's literally back to the future time. And so when, yeah, and that's hard for people to get, especially people who are, let's just say this, in a world of virtual reality, not seeing what's coming their way, and don't realize what absolute, how should I say this, they're in a place that they have been mind controlled. We're beyond Orwell's telepresence. We're now, and I use the word, we're now in Satan's telepresence, okay? We've gone from telepresence to helipresence. One of the responses I got from your show is when I said to all the people, imagine the day when your big screen TV or something, a takeoff of it, becomes a portal, and what you think you're watching, you know, with whatever you eat to watch the movies, remember, there comes a time when that kind of stuff comes through. And I'll tell you, one of the movies that even brought that into reality was the movie Tron, okay? Sure, it was science fiction, but again, guess who had to okay it? So here's what I'd like to say. Every bit of Hollywood's preconditioning of the science fiction matter, remember when Minority Report came out? That came out, the movie came out, what, a half a dozen years ago? And now everything you're reading about, even little dolls that kids buy, recording every word that the kids or the parents speak, you know, in the presence of the doll, and transmit it to law enforcement. They can read your mind, your thoughts. The battlefield of the mind is still beyond most Christians or most normal people to even entertain what that war means. Would you say that's a fair statement?
Oh, absolutely. And Minority Report, by the way, came out in 2002. A critical acclaim.
And, you know, 14 years.
Exactly. Yeah. This is all coming together, and what was once science fiction fantasy is now, of course, real in many areas. So we have
Let me tell you this. There's imagination, okay? The first place that God dealt with human imagination, apart from revelation, was at the Tower of Babel, was it not?
Yeah, that's right.
God said, let us go down and confound their images or their languages, lest that which they purpose in their heart. I'm not quoting it word for word, but I've got to slow down. I'm going 900 miles an hour because I know we've only got a few minutes left. I'll come down to 200. That was the first confrontation of evil imaginations. Fast forward in the New Testament. That's why we're commanded to take every thought captive to the obedience of the cross of Jesus, casting down vain imaginations. Most people wouldn't put that back to the days of Babylon. I don't know if you do, but the point is that it's critical. So what I'm trying to do, Doug, in the closing minutes, and I'd encourage everybody to get this book, I can tell you from worldwide orders, it's hitting a nerve. And for the record, people are turning their hearts to Jesus, because I don't write anything that isn't based on the Word of God or providing people a solution and an answer. So, there is salvation, no other name. And yet the fear that everyone else is accusing me of provoking, usually I call it the wet diaper syndrome, okay? They're piddling their britches, and then they're complaining to me that they're piddling their britches. Well, you know, the bottom line is that maybe they should get to that point where perfect love casts out all fear. And that's in Jesus Christ.
Steve, you did a wonderful job laying this all out, and I'm going to make a special offer to our listeners who do buy this book. The first 20 who do buy your book, Empire Beneath the Ice, send me an email. I'll send you a free copy of my book, Stained by Blood.
Wow. So, what a great thing, and thank you, Doug. God bless each and every one of you. I'm grateful to have preceding the gentleman you're going to have on to give a marvelous testimony of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Steve.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.